From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Public health officials across Northern California keeping watch on developments about the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. We need to prepare, which means people need to get vaccinated, says John Faust with the Yolo County Public Health. Only two cases of the variant have been found in the state so far, but county health agents are preparing for the likelihood they may be dealing with it in their counties, so vaccinations and testing procedures become paramount. In Sacramento County, the public health lab there now set up to detect variants of COVID-19, such as Omicron. They now say they can do genome sequence testing, the method needed to determine which variant of the COVID-19 a patient is infected with. A GoFundMe page has been set up for one of the two men found shot to death in Oak Run this week in Shasta County. May Begetichu, 32, of Ashland, Oregon, and Gunnar Yeager, 33, of Medford, Oregon, both found dead, shot to death outside of two vehicles in a remote area parked along Zigzag Lane in Oak Run Monday. The GoFundMe page set up for Gunnar Yeager describes him as a selfless and very kind family man. A former Shasta County public defender who attacked his family with a wood-splitting maul 2 years ago is now free, released from jail for a mental health diversion. The 75-year-old Theodore Luce, who attacked his wife and two kids back in July of 2019, released from jail on conditions he is required to abide by his treatment plan. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Arcata City Council delaying a decision on the fate of the old Arcata Road Improvement Project, which calls for a variety of upgrades to the busy thoroughfare, including a roundabout at the intersection of Old Arcata Road and Jacoby Creek Road. Arcata City Council member, former Mayor Brett Watson, returning to his seat at the chambers during this week's meeting, following an absence to undergo a 28-day residential rehab program, according to the Eureka Times-Standard. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.